ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tim Walz accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president, delivering a rousing speech at the convention in Chicago last night.
Thank you, first of all, to Vice President Harris. Thanks for putting your trust in me and for inviting me to be part of this incredible campaign.
Walz also thanked Joe Biden, who stepped aside so Kamala Harris could run. Harris delivers her speech on the final night in Chicago tonight. Donald Trump speaking at his first outdoor rally since last month's attempted assassination. He and running mate J.D. Vance were both behind bulletproof glass in North Carolina. Today, Trump talks immigration at Arizona's border with Mexico. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop today because of a contract dispute with a union representing conductors, engineers, and dispatchers. 10,000 employees in all rail traffic in Canada and shipments crossing into the U.S. halted. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans across the southern part of the country blanketed by dangerous heat. Phoenix closing in on 90 straight days of triple-digit weather. Family of the girl who nodded off during a school trip to a courtroom and then was threatened by a judge is now suing. ABC's Allison Kosick.
Judge Kenneth King first berated Eva Goodman for falling asleep.
One thing you'll learn about my courtroom is that I am not a toy. I am not to be played with.
Then had her handcuffed, put her into a jail uniform, and threatened to put her in a juvenile detention center. Eva's mother says her daughter was likely tired because their family does not have a permanent home.
It's hard for her to sleep at night.
King was removed from the bench until he completes training, and Wayne State University dropped him as a part-time faculty member.
And a mystery in the skies over Virginia. A black smoke ring spotted hovering over Williamsburg. Experts think it might have been pyrotechnics or possibly smoke from a factory. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
The Crew lose in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers let a 6-4 lead slip away, heading into the bottom of the ninth. The Cardinals tied things up, and in the 10th, Nolan Arenado delivered a walk-off home run to give the Cardinals a 10-6 victory over the Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy.
We had many chances to add on more runs and didn't, but credit goes to the Cardinals. You know, they're scrapping and playing hard and got some timely hits.
NFL Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing, says he suffered a neck stinger in last week's joint practice against the Broncos. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
They're a lot different. Some are a lot common. Like a lot of guys reference getting a stinger at some point. I've had stingers in the past before the incident in last year. Certain things happen. Some are more severe than others. You know, you kind of look at it differently. But like I said, we're going to get opinions back, see all the information before we make any like statements that are untrue.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and I'm going to be joined by Todd Alba live in Chicago, as well as sports writer J.R. Radcliffe and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Some of the other things today, eat a peach day. I'm not a peach guy.
Oh, yeah. No.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Not a peach guy.
Yeah. All right. But didn't your mom cut up peaches for you and then put a little cream in?
No. Okay. Daffodil day, plant.
Daffodils are cool. This is like a, back to my mom, this daffodil.
What is plant milk? Plant milk?
Is that that caterpillar stuff?
Oh, like
almond milk.
No, oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Pass.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's golf month. Okay. Birthdays, James Corden, 46. Kristen Wiig, who I really like, 51. Tori Amos, 61. Colin Ray, 64. And Bill Parcells, 83.
Only person I know on that list is Bill Parcells.
Oh, okay.
But we want to get that. We got some great guests to get to. But yeah, before that, I think I just want to plug for our sponsor this part. That Pella?
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
They are like my favorite. And you guys, I've got them in my house. Love them. I live in an old neighborhood, right? So we spend a little bit more on, we have to spend more. We have to spend more on like our doors and windows because we need to have that look that we're investing in history.
And you're uppity. Let's be honest. Let's cut to the chase. Come on.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're great, and they do all these designs. Well, didn't you just get a Pella window?
Or I mean, a door? Get an estimate. Yeah.
Get an estimate. So they come in, they bring the tablet, they different designs. They show you this is different colors, different sketches on different things you can get for the glass and different types. They had a million different products there, and
can't go wrong.
Nope, it's great.
We
love them, and they're also when we have to close our windows because the city is so loud. This city has got
loudest city I've ever been in my life.
Most noise pollution. It's unbelievable how we don't crack down on that, and that's as much breaking the law as littering. When it's like a guy driving past your house and throwing a bag of garbage on the front lawn. It's against the law what they're doing. They know it's against the law, and the city of Green Bay does nothing for noise pollution. But that's why I have Pella windows because it keeps my house super quiet.
It might be the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think it is. You got to move. Mike Game is here along with Lisa Mitchell from Bosses and Lovely Cigars. Lisa, let's talk about what's going on later today.
All right. Well, John will be joining us too.
Yes.
So we have two events tonight. One is a lovely cigar event, which I'll get back to in a second.
Yeah. And it's Farmers Market Day in DePere.
Yes. So it's going to be at the DePere Farmers Market, which we're always a part of, tonight. The market is from 3 to 8. We're having a local author book signing from 4 to 7. And we have 6 local authors joining us. And
really?
There's 22 of their books that will be there.
Awesome.
So some authors have written multiple books. So John will be joining us to sign his book, 50 Strong.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we also, I know you talked to Tony Walter a few weeks ago. We were supposed to have this book signing a few weeks ago, but it got canceled from the rain. So,
which didn't really rain, did it?
Yeah, I know. It was really disappointing.
Somebody got a little nervous and called it too early.
Well,
yeah.
So then Tony Walter will be there with his books. He has three books, Baptism by Football, The Packers, My Dad and Me, and Ice Bowl. So he'll be there with those three books. And then we have Warren Girds, who you have had on the show also.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, oh gosh, really quick, I'm going to just like read his titles really fast because he has so many books and he loves writing. Golden Tales of a Newsman, he's won a big award for. A Friendly Tree, which is a kid's book. Lost Legend of Taylor Rapids, Nicholas and Olive, 3 Miles Past Lost, In the Pickers, I Fell Out of a Tree in Fresno, Venues of Northeast Wisconsin, Real Honest with a Great Lakes Captain, and My Father Lives in a Drawer. Those are books.
Neither.
Okay. And then Peter and Tracy Flukey, who are regulars on
great
the show.
Great friends of
ours. Coast to Coast on a Tandem and Bicycling Historic Route 66. They have those two books. And then also, Joe Vertigan wrote a book called The Reformatory, which is about the prison down the road.
He's written great books.
He's been on the show, too.
Okay. Yeah. And he's also written a lot of racing books, real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Life in the Past Lane, Next Generation, Wisconsin International Raceway, The Bird and the Bear, Racing in the 906, and 5-10-32. Those are all of his books. Yeah. So that's 22 books that'll be there.
Awesome.
And, yeah.
What great people you're having on. I mean, I just love the, Mike, we talk about Green Bay being a little bit sports town, but boy, we have some talent here in the arts, you know, writing, music, and we try to feature some of that too.
And that's just, she's just scratching the surface of how many she could have.
But that's pretty cool that they're all six of those other people are local. And I think a lot of people know the people you just mentioned from a different, but to talk about these books, man, you got to have a cigar.
That's right. And that's our other local event with Lovely Cigar. I'll let you guys talk to Mike about that.
Wait a minute. I got to ask you a quick question though. Your family, of course, in the cigar business for how many years? 100?
Well, Bosses has been in business for 126 years.
126.
And we've been selling cigars the whole time.
Yes. Unbelievable. Yeah. Did you ever smoke?
I've smoked cigars.
Okay.
I mean, just at special events mostly. And
Because Jim was at, Mike, you're the authority here. How do you smoke a cigar the right way? Jim was asking that.
Well, you're not supposed to inhale, so that's the biggest thing. So, I mean, you just want to enjoy the cigar, you want to enjoy the smoke, you want to kind of roll it around in your mouth, you know, puff it in, and then blow it out.
So, do you light it without the match, like touching it, like, or is that just to show off?
So you just got to be careful not to like burn the crap out of the end of it, because then that can ruin the flavor. So the whole thing is it's really flavor dependent. When you're smoking a cigar, it's not just about smoking. It's about enjoying the flavor, the nuance. And if you burn the crap out of it with the torch, you know, or something like that, and really overburn it, then you can kind of ruin that flavor and ruin the whole profile.
Before.
Oh, no, when you light it, like you have the lighter and then it's like an inch away from the cigar. And then you start, you know, like inhaling it.
You
and
want to kind of gently light it.
Gently light. That's the way I think.
Because some of those guys have almost like a torch.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen what they.
Yeah.
Like a.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you put it right up to it, it'll turn all black or all around the edges, and that's going to kind of ruin the flavors.
Did not know that.
Can you put it out? Do people do that and then start it again?
I mean, not really. people do that, but you're not supposed to.
I didn't know if that was a thing. You wouldn't do that with a cigarette, but I thought cigars, they kind of did that.
Well, I mean, it's as you're burning the cigar, the oils and everything, you know, you should have kind of transitions throughout the cigar, so it'll be an experience while you're smoking it. So if you let that go out and those oils get cold and then you relight it, it's going to have kind of that acrid flavor coming
back.
So
would suggest that.
Yeah,
okay, I'm learning how to smoke a cigar. I will join you at one of your.
We'd love that.
Your mission statement. I was reading about you that, like, cigars, and you sell cigars at Lovely, but that's secondary. I mean, your focus is getting people to talk and.
Well, that's what the whole community is really about, you know. And then it's one of the only places left in the world, I think, where you can have like the janitor next to the doctor next to the judge,
right?
And we all talk about the same things. We're all level playing field. It doesn't matter who you are. It's really an experience.
I just want to say Al's Hamburger does that. If they had the homeless guy,
that is true.
Judge.
Yeah, that's true.
I used to go in there, we got the mayor, the judge, and the homeless guy. But anyway,
and be lawyers all the time.
But yes, but I think that's really, and where do people do, you suggest they do it at home, or do you have a venue where people can come and chill?
So, well, I mean, Bosses tonight, that would be the perfect place to come. Last time we did it, we had a whole bunch of people just hanging out, smoking cigars, talking.
A shop downtown in De Pere, Mike?
I do not.
Okay.
I used to be part of Prohibition downtown here. I started that, I don't know, 16 years ago when it was Titletown Tobacco.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
So then The name Lovely Cigars. Now, normally you think cigars, macho guys, whatever, whatever. How did you come up with that name?
So, like I said, when I started the cigar shop a long time ago, I would go to like Ralph's Antiques. I'd go to all these different places. Oh. And actually in Ralph's Antiques, I found all these old cigar boxes. And I had no idea that there was like this big history of Green Bay cigar manufacturing. And I opened up this box, and inside of it, it had these like two little cherubs, and it just all this gold leaf print. And it was just really beautiful. And I looked at it, it said Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then I actually went to the museum in town here, and they have a little display that talks about the history of cigar making. It was like one of the biggest cigar manufacturing places in the country. Here in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
It's I didn't
crazy.
Know that.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think that'd be North Carolina or someplace.
Yeah, because the tobacco farms are.
All the boats would come into Green Bay, and rather than going down to Milwaukee, Chicago, they'd stop here. They'd drop off the product. They'd save a couple days, you know, travel, and they'd go back out to sea. So that was one of the big areas.
That
was
is
here.
An unpublicized aspect I didn't know of that the history of Green Bay.
We rolled cigars here.
And, it was so there was the 162nd Rollers Union, which was at one point the largest cigar rollers union in the country was here. So it's just it's a really cool history. There's actually a book called Once a Cigar Maker. I was just talking to Lisa about this right before we came on. And it talks extensively about the history of Green Bay, and people used to travel, roll cigars. And there's even at one point, it's considered probably the first documented maternity leave ever. So what happened was this one woman was a cigar roller, and every summer she would get like 2 months paid leave for being sick, you know, because she kept having kids. So it's like kind of considered the first ever paid maternity leave.
Why don't
we know this? That's a good question. I know a little bit about the history. I missed that chapter.
People don't want to talk about smoke and things like that.
My cigar is Americana. Lisa, did you know about, is that how your family got involved?
Well,
what's the history of your family? I would love to know.
Well,
someone needs to write a book on your family's history. Seriously,
we could write a book on bosses.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I mean.
I know. So yeah, my grandfather took over the business in 1943. He had worked there for quite a while before that for Joe Boss, and he took over the business in 1943.
Oh, that was the name?
Yeah. So
and there's a person's name. Like, I just Joe assumed Boss. It was like you know
bosses.
Yeah.
We thought we had a little more Italian mafia here.
Yeah.
Not
wow.
That, no.
Darn.
Joe Boss was the original owner. So my grandfather took it over from him. My father from him, and then my husband and I and our daughter. She's fourth generation. So
wow.
Right.
That's amazing. That's outstanding.
I want to get to this cigar, your promotion, and what your mission is, But you sell cigars, and I want to know, were you, I think I met you over at Prohibition, didn't I? You had that.
You were mayor for like ever. So, I definitely met you.
But the pricing on
he
cigars.
Still thinks he is.
the pricing on cigars is quite a range.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's really high end stuff and there's really low end stuff. And a lot of it depends on the type of tobacco or long filler versus short filler. But yeah, there's definitely a range.
Is Cuban still considered the whatever
or
is that kind of like
a brand is that like a
they're just hard
like
to get.
Like Coors used to be oh my god we got to go west of the Mississippi to get a Coors. Is that the same way with Cohibas?
The real high-end stuff is like that, but you know the other stuff there's just not enough production control and things like that. They're turning them out too fast, so I think there's better quality in other places.
He's got the right music. I saw these guys when I was in high school, Brownsville Station. Oh yeah.
That was 1974.
Yeah, that's when I was there.
We'll get us a quick break. Back with Lisa and Mike Game right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has
has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Did you write this song?
We did this, though.
You did. You're a little hoodlum.
You run
Collie Boys.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Hey, we're with Mike Game and Lisa Mitchell from Bosses and Lovely Cigars. And we've got an event again tonight. Lisa, can we pub that one more time?
Sure. And also, the Lovely Cigar event will be from 4 to 8 p.m. tonight. Mike and Keith and Dylan, I'll be there.
Dylan's coming tonight.
All right.
Keith always, what's his problem, huh?
He's usually you guys there. Up. He's usually there.
I don't know who Keith is. I'm just honest.
No. But yeah, you guys stop by and Mike and Dylan will teach you about cigars.
Awesome.
And they're going to have some specials. He can tell you about some specials. They'll have a reprise drawings.
Yeah, we do different raffles. We do usually like a buy four, get one free kind of a deal. So we'll be doing that tonight. Our big thing is always supporting the people that support us. So Lisa, actually, before we even started this, I found an old Green Bay Press Gazette article that talked about, the original brand owner and selling to Bosses and all that. So they were actually the first store to say, yeah, we'll take you guys on. We'll buy your cigars when you start bringing them out. So
I think that's cool. I was reading a little bit about Dylan, your partner, what he talks about. And I said this to you before you came on the air, is that I think it's really neat how the cigar is secondary to what your mission is. And then he talks about how he got into the cigar culture. And he sees that as just sharing more discussion, and that he doesn't want the cigar to be the subject of the discussion.
It's the common things that brings it together.
The topic of discussion. He just wants the cigar to be secondary to people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's you're not going to sit there and everybody sit and talk about cigars and tobacco the whole time. You have to find common interests, people that you like being around and spending time with. And that's really what it ends up being about mostly.
Outstanding. And Lisa, one more time, big book signing tonight.
Yes. Local author book signing with John Mino, Tony Walter, Warren Gerds, Peter and Tracy Flukey, and Joe Vertigan from 4 to 7
all o'clock. All great friends of mine. Yeah. Isn't that funny how we all wrote books, but we're all just... Joe started out as my intern at the TV station years ago.
Yeah.
And he talked about how lazy I was. We would watch TV. We'd watch China
Imagine
Beach.
That, whatever.
I'm going to tell... It would be like 9... And Joe's, one of his main things... He'll tell the story. One of his main things was running and getting food. One of my favorite places was Hanson's. Remember Hanson's?
Oh, yes.
I love their subs and stuff.
Yeah. I used to get their egg salad subs.
That was
my favorite.
Egg salad is so underrated. Where can you buy an egg salad sandwich these days? You can't.
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm. I loved egg salad sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, so he'd go get us our food. We'd watch China Beach, as you said, and about 9:15, the deadline was 9:30 to get all of your stuff in. 9:15, we'd throw everything together in like 15 minutes. Yeah.
So you're going to be selling cigars too tonight?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. We'll have a tent outside right all around the farmer's market. It's a great atmosphere. It's a lot of fun.
De Pere downtown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
With cigars, though, is there more to it? You have to get those little clippers?
I mean, you can. I mean, you can take it as far as you want to, right? So a lot of times people do pinch off the end, or they can buy a $150 cutter. It really depends on what you want to do and what you...
Which end do you cut when you have a cutter?
They put a cap on the end. So if you look at it right here.
Okay.
So you put a cap on the end to keep it from unraveling. So you just snip off just a tiny little bit so it opens up the cigar.
Ah.
And that otherwise you wouldn't really be able to smoke it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's going to teach me how to smoke cigars.
You know what? I am a kind of a cigar aficionado. When we were in high school, we smoked Swisher Sweets.
Yeah. That's
remember Swisher Sweets?
Real high tip on that?
Yeah.
We did too.
But we were talking. Both of us had people. My dad and my brother both smoked pipes.
Pipes. Mm-hmm.
And if you open up a thing of cherry blend, it will bring me back to about 1967. And you can't believe.
I was reading an article about one of your friends that was talking about how it brings him back to his grandfather's time.
Yeah.
And I think, we talk about music and bring you back to a time. Food can bring you back to a time. And those were better times. I think, although these are going to be the good old days, you know, 20 years from now, too. But it just, I think that's really cool how a cigar can do that. And that, if it's the smell or just seeing your dad with a cigar.
Well, also, you talked about pipes. We mentioned that during the break. You said some of those are really valuable now.
Yeah, pipes. They have extremely expensive pipes. You guys sell pipes still.
Do you?
Pipe smoking is very popular. We sell a lot of pipes and pipe tobacco. Very aromatic, pleasant smelling. And I have a lot of people that come in the store and just the aroma of the pipe tobacco mixed with the newsprint. It's a unique smell. And they just say it brings them back to memories of their father.
I swear I'm not going to mention this ever again, Lisa.
Okay.
But your downtown store, even when I walked past it the other day, it's almost like I wanted to stop in. I want to just go inside the door. That place was magical with first smell when you walk in there. And another, again, this, I'm not going to harp on this, but you just brought me a couple of magazines. World at War, Rockin' Gym. My favorite thing was coming in there on a Saturday morning or a Sunday, buying a New York Times or whatever newspaper that you couldn't get anywhere else, and perusing your magazine racks. Nobody has ever had magazine racks like you had. Right. I mean, I've traveled all around the country. And when I was with Green Bay Basketball, every Saturday morning, I'd go to like a bookstore. That was my thing. Have a cup of coffee and look at books. No one had magazines like you. And you still, I mean, you got here, Rockin' Gem Magazine, Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Where else are you going to find a rock Hunter's magazine?
And I was going to say, people are going to wonder why I brought Rockin' Gem. It's because of that article right on the front
Exploring
page.
Exploring Copper Country in Upper Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then she brought me Entrepreneur, and the article is How to Unlock Your First $1 Million.
Well, you've already done that.
So you won't be working here much longer after that.
Oh, look what they brought, Todd. Elvis, 68 comeback special. That's so cool. So cool.
This is awesome what you're doing, and I think, too, it's not unique, but it is because of the times we live in. You know what I mean? And we need places like yours to
keep surviving.
To keep people grounded too. You know, everybody always high tech, mm-hmm. and this and that, and to sit down and have a cigar and just talk to friends.
And where else do you meet people and actually experience each other? But not
also,
digitally.
For a local author like myself, not trying to assume, but for myself, having a place to go with other local authors, because trust me, it's not a great thing. I mean, it's so much work. It's unbelievable. Even right now, I spend at least 4 hours a day on the book I'm writing.
Sure.
There's so much to it people don't understand, and there's not a lot of money in it. Trust me. If you get paid by the hour, maybe it'd be 5 cents an hour, if not even that. I mean, there's basically no reward monetarily wise.
Yeah.
It's just you just want to do it. You know what I mean? And for you to bring everybody of all of us together, Lisa, is such a great thing. We would have no other venue other than you guys.
Yeah. So we love to support the local authors and Mike and Dylan and Keith with their local cigar. We just really, it's important to us, the history of Lovely Cigar and the fact that they're local. It just means a lot to us. And
it means a lot to us that you do that.
Thanks.
It does. I think that's the fabric of Green Bay. We cannot lose what we have here. And got an event you guys need to come to, but it's just the bye week this year is November 9th. The Northland Hotel is celebrating their 100th anniversary, and it's going to be cool, and we're going to feature businesses who were there when they were there in 1924. You guys were actually there before that.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It's just very cool. And I don't know if they let you smoke in there, but if they do, they'll bring you lovely cigars.
I know that. Did you move the old bookshelves or the cigar shelves? Did you move them to your new store?
The antique ones we have there. And we have some of the others we used to have.
Because those antique ones must be original, huh? I mean, they're gorgeous. Really? I love those. Yep. I love those shelves.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the cabinets and everything.
The cabinets.
Those are all originally out there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. If you ever get rid of them, could I buy them from you?
We won't get rid of them. But if we do.
I got a lot of money.
You're the first
on the list.
You're the first on the list.
Right?
Exactly.
I think we should give him this.
I'm a worldwide author.
He needs this article a lot more than I do.
How to make me. Lisa, we'll see you today one more time. Where, when?
Okay, Bosses, 107 South Broadway, downtown DePere at the DePere Farmers Market. The market's from 3 to 8. The book signing is from 4 to 7. The cigar event is from 4 to 8. There's live music, food trucks. It's fun. Just come on out. And
a beautiful night.
Beautiful night.
See you there. Thank you so much for hosting us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. This was really great.
Appreciate you guys having us on.
Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Imagine being able to detect pests on your crops simply by listening to them eat. I'll have more details right after this.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This groundbreaking concept has become a reality with the introduction of the insect eavesdropper. And UW entomology professor Emily Bick is the co-founder, and she says that by harnessing the power of sound, this sensor offers farmers a new way to detect and monitor insect pests directly on their crops.
It's basically a guitar mic that we clipped onto a plant which had an insect feeding on it. We thought of the idea through a trip actually to a sugarcane plantation in Indonesia. I was working with all of these population models trying to predict when pests show up. And the farmers I was working with said, we don't care when the adults show up. We really want to know, are the larvae in the stock? In the state of Wisconsin, this is kind of like a stem borer in soybeans or European corn borer. And we thought we can actually use the plant stem as a way to amplify the sound and actually hear or eavesdrop on insects.
That's UW entomology professor Emily Bick along with us. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
I'm Charity Seewecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 376, up a half, and new crop corn is trading at 398 and a quarter with no change. Cash beans are trading at 957 and three quarters, that's down 5 1/4 cents, and new crop beans are trading at 976 and a quarter, and that is down 5 1/4 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 522 and a half, that's up 2 3/4, and new crop wheat is trading at 546 and a half, and that is up 2 1/2 cents. And September Class 3 milk contract is trading at 22.59 a hundredweight. That's down 2 cents. And October milk is trading at 22.76, down 9 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at 2.28 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese closed at 2.09 and a half. And the double A butter closed at 3.16. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are here with one of our favorites. Every other week, we get to have Kristen Ambos in-house, Point Mortgage Company. And all of us, either now or in the future, will be dealing in real estate, right? You're going to sell your house, something, and you're on top of the mortgage part of it, which...
Yes, trying to be, right? Trying to stay on it, yeah.
Very few people are really paying cash these days, so it's mortgage. I wanted to ask you, you know, knowing you were coming in today, we read every morning about interest rates coming down, and I don't know if it's because it's political season. You know, you see that they're going to not tax tips. I mean, they're doing stuff for the little guy now because it's election time.
No, I never knew that tips were taxed.
Oh, yeah.
How would they know? Why wouldn't you just
say? Well, it's on the credit card, and they do. Look, if somebody's paying you, and I don't know if you're allowed. Are you? Yeah, you're allowed to pay someone like $4, $5 an hour, knowing that tips is going to make up the rest of it.
I mean, do you have to claim tips? I mean, if it's cash, I would lie.
Yeah, but. What if
That's terrible.
Were you a waitress?
I was a waitress for many years. Yeah, it was all cash then, but now it's all on card receipt. So it's all reported.
One of the things is all on card receipt. The other thing if you say you made, you know, $8,000 and everybody else made $28,000, they're going to come looking at you. Yeah. I mean, you got to get the whole team on board.
Yeah.
But I would never do something like that.
No,
okay.
Not anymore.
Did you?
Anyway,
did you claim him? Where were you a waitress?
Do you remember Purcell's?
Sure.
Yes.
Purcell's.
By the airport.
Yep.
Remember Franco's used to do those commercials? When I was at the other radio station. Todd, you were probably there. Frank would come in and cut in.
QLH. Yes.
Purcell's down across from the airport. Across from the airport.
Yes, I cocktailed there for years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, you had a good clientele there.
I did.
A business guy coming in.
Yep.
How many times did you get hit on?
All right. Well, we're going to go talk about Point Mortgage Company.
Can't keep up with this one.
No. We'll get to you. So tell me from your perspective. I mean, houses, but you can't do it without a mortgage. You just, right?
And most people can't. Right. Yeah. No. The reality is most people can't. You still have your one-offs, but most people right now have a mortgage.
Okay. What was the thing though? I had a guy that did this. I worked with him and his wife. They had some kind of a thing where it's like, going to buy a house, stay in it for X number of years, sell that house, X number of years, sell that house.
House hacking.
And your next house is free, basically, right?
House hacking, yeah.
How did that work?
Yes.
And does that still go on?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. And it's one thing, like, when I'm talking to clients, especially when they're in their maybe early to younger 20s or, you know, they're starting to talk about, I want to be an investor, where do I start? I've got a client right now that I really love, and we just started working this with him. So, bought a house. He's going to live it. So you can also play the mortgage loan program game, okay? So he's a first-time home buyer. Bought the house conventionally with 3% down because he could qualify for that program. He is completely, if you will, gutting it, redoing it.
Okay.
He's going to live there for 2 years. Then he's going to turn around. He's going to rent it. And then he's going to buy probably a two-unit using FHA. Because with FHA, you can buy a two-unit with 3.5% down as long as you live in it.
Then so there's almost there. Like a formula here.
Yeah, you live in there for a year or two, then you turn around and you buy another one and you buy another one, and as long as you are willing to own or occupy. So typically any age can do it, but typically it's your younger people who don't mind moving every year or two years to do it. But it's absolutely possible.
And that real estate thing is a get-rich-slow game.
Absolutely.
But it does work. I mean, I was 18 when I bought my first house. I was senior high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You bought a house when you were 18?
I was 23 and I thought I was young. That's impressive.
Oh my gosh. Where?
Yeah.
Two Rivers.
Holy
cow. It was $11,500.
$11,000?
$500,000. I sort of say it was
$11,500. Oh,
$11,500. I've got a 19-year-old right now buying his first house.
And you know what? Wow. And that's the way you do it. And actually, I didn't have the strategy he did. I had my friend of mine from high school was living with his girlfriend. His parents kind of kicked him out. He lived there. I think his rent was $200. I think my payment was $108.
Probably.
How much did you sell it for?
I sold it when I bought another building. I don't know, 60.
Bought it for 11 and sold it for 60? 60?
Yeah, but it was a couple of years late. It was a lot of years late. I just rented it out. And there's income that you make in. You make a couple $1,000s.
Right.
You can use it. But anyway, that is a strategy that you are willing to work with clients on.
Right, absolutely. I did it myself in a way where my first house I bought, I paid $84, sold it for $130, I think.
Wow.
Then I took that, rolled it into the next house, lived there for 2 years, made some equity on that one, then did it again. I do have rental properties, but those ones where it was myself, it was more so buying them right, living in them for a couple of years and then turning around. And then that way I had a really nice down payment on my forever home.
Sure.
Right. So that's something people can do. The other thing people want to do is get me into the house I want to live in and I want to pay it off.
Yep.
So, you know, is it a 30-year and you pay it off early, you make an extra $100 a month, or is it a 15-year and one extra payment a year? Right. I mean, you hear all these things that I don't know what works.
So one of the best things that works, and you can use, a lot of people want to do the biweekly payments, which you can absolutely do, but a lot of lenders charge for that biweekly payment because it's an extra transaction fee for them. So here's what I tell you to get around that, and I do it myself, is... Let's say your principal and interest payment's $1,200 a month. Just keep it easy.
Yeah.
Make $100 a month extra payment every time you do it to the principal. And in most cases, you'll pay that loan off in 23 and a half years. And depending on your loan amount, it's typically between like $30,000 and $50,000 of interest that you'll save.
Think about that. And that's not impossible to cough up $100. No. I mean, it's hard, but it's not impossible.
But I say a lot of times it's just, if you go out for tacos and a beer, it's...
Get a question here from the texter.
Home 1 night a week. Yeah.
Does anybody buy a home and let the current owners rent it?
Let the current owners rent it.
What is that? Yeah, exactly. What do
well,
you mean?
Just you buy.
Kathy texted in. Does anyone buy a house and let the current owners rent it? That was her question.
I see. So somebody wants to get rid of their mortgage, but they don't want to leave the house.
Right.
And just rent it.
Oh, sure.
Ah, yeah. Very interesting.
To me personally,
they're going to lose the house and they need a bank and you're willing to invest and make a little bit of money and acquire the house.
Speaking as an investor, if I went into it and the home was in great condition and that was the case, but they wanted to stay there. Now, obviously, the rent would probably go up given today's market rate. Mm-hmm. A lot of times rates... You bought it a few years ago at 3 or 4%. Now they're higher. But as long as you're willing to stay there as an investor and sign a lease with me, I'd probably look into it. Why not?
Okay, we've got this figured out. Todd came up with this.
Yeah.
I've only got 6 to 8 years left to live. Okay. Could I still get like a 30-year mortgage?
You can. Okay. I cannot discriminate against you.
Can I get like a 40-year mortgage?
Such thing.
Yeah.
I thought there was.
It's loan modifications. Okay. But you can't, like, there's not a 30-year that you can quote out. But
Johnny,
yes, you can.
Buys a house,
yeah,
a 30-year mortgage,
yes.
And she's on the clock, six to 8 years is what we're looking at. What happens when he dies?
So if you're in a standard conventional mortgage,
30-year fixed.
Yep. So your heirs or whomever you leave the home to would have first rights to it. As long as they're paying for it, the lender isn't typically going to come after you. However, when they find out that you're no longer around, this is such a...
Because I plan just leaving the keys on the table.
Did you see ya?
This used to be a hard conversation to have, but the more I talk to older people, they are so set. They've got themselves set up. They're so comfortable with talking about no longer being
on Earth. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
That it actually ends up being easy and they make it easier for me. So assuming that somebody like you is totally okay with it, like, hey, I'm going to leave the keys on the table for my kids and they can handle it, they would hire a real estate agent and pay the house off.
Okay.
So they would sell it, they get the proceeds and whatever was left on the loan balance and would be paid off because it's recorded at the courthouse, right? So it's a lien against the property. So the lien will always get paid first before you get clear title.
However, I was reading an article and I got to find it yesterday, but that's not the same case with credit cards. Credit cards companies, instead of chasing it, it's just cheaper. They just write it off. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to load up my credit card.
Yeah.
We got 6 years, man. Don't do it now. You're paying too much interest.
Good point.
Hey, what's the most popular loan package?
My last month, though, when they say you got a month. Look out, people.
Where's John? He's in Hawaii. Yeah. So, what's the most popular loan package that a second time, not first time. There's a lot of first time buyer programs, and I think a lot of people know.
Oh, but wait. Before you finish, I want to ask one question. I had this in mind for when she comes in.
Right.
Somebody, is it Harris? Kamala?
Yeah.
I can never
the 25 grand?
Yeah. What do you think about that? $25,000 for
the presidential candidate.
Right
now, this is a great time to be an American because right now, everybody's doing stuff for the little guy, right?
I mean,
real estate has become a big topic.
And she's proposing $25,000. They will help you with your down payment.
Sure. So here's what happens when you're in a market like this, and it's more so because the inventory isn't there, right? So you can, and they did this back, do you remember the $7,500 grant about 15, 16 years ago? I'm dating myself.
I don't.
I do.
There was a $7,500 grant that they could get. So it's similar to that.
Right.
And basically, if you purchase the home, so it depends on how it's done. Because at that point, it started where they got the $7,500 grant, but then they got a 1099 for it at the end of the year. So then they got taxed on it.
Okay.
So it depends. Now, if they get taxed on that $25,000, can they afford the taxes on it? Mm-hmm. If it's a true grant with no repercussions at all, that could be huge for people who are struggling to come up with, you know, down payment, closing costs. And then now with the NAR lawsuit, there may be a buyer's agency fee that the buyer has to pay for if the seller's not willing to compensate. That's a whole other realm. Talk to Ben and Deanna about that. Yeah. That's more their boat than it is mine.
They've always been paying it. Now it's just more transparent.
Correct. So. Exactly. So, and then with that being said, if it's truly a grant and it's completely paid back, great. Now what happens though is, and this is just like me playing the devil's advocate as well, since the inventory is so low, now you're going to flood the market again with buyers. Now that's just going to drive the price back up.
Okay.
So now your $25,000 is just going into a seller's pocket.
Wow.
So you got to look at both sides of it. There's, yes, there's really good sides, but on the other side of it, who's really gaining from that?
And the answer to, and it's really something more for Ben and Deanna, but it's the supply and demand. That's
it's
all
completely
it is. It was 20
supply
years
and demand.
Ago, they started messing that up, and then they're not taking the risk anymore. And there's a lot written on real estate, and I enjoy reading about it. But thank God for people like you that have, how many packages did you have? I asked you that last a couple weeks ago.
What loan programs? Yeah. Oh, gosh, there's well over 100.
You know,
150 loan programs right now. Yeah.
So I come into you, this is my income, these are my plans, these are my goals.
Best way to do it.
This is my wife, soon to be my ex-wife. What do I do? So.
Yep. Come in. And the biggest thing I ask my clients is let's have a really open conversation, because the more you tell me, the more I can help you. If you hide stuff from me and I find it out along the way, it always makes the transaction that much harder on you. Not me. I mean, it does make it harder on me, because then I got to come back to you every 5 minutes and say, hey, I found this or I didn't find that. But the reality is it makes it harder for you as a buyer.
And you're going to keep it all confidential. But I do think they have to put all their cards on the table and say, look, this is what I think is going to happen. I'm going to keep my job, lose my job, I want to quit my job, and all that stuff. And you put a package together for them.
Yeah.
They can.
And a lot of times we'll do two packages. So they can side by side. So they can determine, okay, is A or B better for you? Because at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your income, it's your payment. You have to feel comfortable about it.
We're with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. You brought up a quick thing there, Jim. And, you know, obviously you work at a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. And we always talk about that's a pretty steep slope as far as it's, you know, you lose your job in a couple of months.
Yes.
When people do lose their jobs, I mean, it's heartbreaking when some corporation, people have worked there for, you know, 25 years, and boom, they are moving to Georgia.
No.
Okay, those kind of things. How close are people sometimes? How thin is the ice, I should say, with their employment versus their mortgage?
So, yeah, the employment is huge. It's so huge. Some people come in and they have 800 credit scores and a ton of money in the bank, and they're like, well, you should just give me a mortgage. But if the employment's not there, so the debt-to-income ratio is off, then you can't qualify.
Okay.
And so it really, the employment history and what you can use for income is very specific in mortgage. So again, like somebody thinks, this is always a great one. Somebody thinks, oh, I make $30 an hour, I work 40 hours a week. And then I get their pay stubs and they work 25 on average because they took this vacation that they didn't get paid for, took that one. Yeah. So now I'm using the average and they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I work 40 hours a week. It's like, but you don't work 40 hours a week.
Right. You feel like you do. What do you mean?
Yeah. But, so you know, it's always good to just give everything right to your, because I always say it's as clear as mud. Mortgages are as clear as mud.
Yeah.
And they're as good as somebody explains them to you because they're confusing.
But you don't want to get into a bad mortgage. I mean, really, and that's why someone like you, you know, you can say, this isn't really the program for you, because I think everybody like grew up thinking, you know, 15-year fixed or 30-year fixed.
Oh,
but
yes.
There was a time, what was it, like 2008 or whatever, where friends of mine, they're like buying $400,000 houses, and I know they're making about $40,000 a year.
Yes.
That was so bizarre.
Hated it. I hated stated income, stated asset. I never got behind it.
See, and that was the right thing. That's the right thing to do, is not get behind it. There's other programs out there.
We're going to start a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. This is interesting, fascinating stuff.
Good.
Stay with us.
Thanks.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here on an absolutely gorgeous Thursday. Once again, I'll be part of a book signing tonight on DePere Farmers Market downtown at Boss's, right on the main street, right behind him there. Come on down. We got a host of local authors, Warren Gerds and Tony Walters and Joe Vertigan and the Flukies. So come on down. You want to meet some local authors and enjoy some cigars and learning about cigars with Mike Game from Lovely Cigars. But right now we're with Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Yes. I mean, I might be a war buff and a sports nut and whatever, but this is fascinating stuff learning about this. So.
Good. Mortgages aren't that fun for people. So.
No, but you.
I love when I can try to make it.
Pull the curtain back.
Yeah. I can try to bring some excitement to it.
And I think what I like about your company and what you bring to the party is options. Because mm-hmm. I think people, they hear something from their friend and it's all of a sudden it's gospel. It's not. Go talk to Kristen. She's got.
Isn't that the truth, though?
Oh, man.
You take a friend who's like, whatever.
And what the hell do you know?
I got a buddy who says.
Right.
I always joke and say, the buddy at the bar.
Yes. Right.
The buddy at the bar told you that they got it this or they got it that. So, always double check.
Tell me how we get a hold of you. I want to go over that again because we did that last time. And I did. So you've got a website. Yep. You've got a bricks and mortar facility, but not here.
Yes.
Right?
Okay, yep. So I do. But the easiest way to start contact is either to call or text me on my cell phone. So that's just 920-606-1156. And that's my business cell. And then... or my website, which is ambosteam.com, www.ambosteam.com.
Give me your phone number one more time.
920-606-1156.
1156, John. So John always does this by Packer players.
Tommy Crutcher.
Yes.
Right? Who I never heard of either one of them, but I would rather 1156.
And Tommy Joe Crutcher.
Yeah. Ty Detmer was either, is he a recent guy?
90s.
Seattle.
No. Green Bay.
Didn't he go to Seattle?
No.
Okay.
Went to Detroit.
All right.
No, that's fine.
That's where you lose me.
Yeah, I know, me too.
My husband could talk to you guys about this stuff all day long.
That's why I do every phone number. I remember by Packer numbers.
He does.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It's a weird thing.
Oh, okay. So things are so bizarre right now.
Yep.
Interest rates, and like Jim brought up a little while ago with the $25,000 thing, you know, I mean, it's become a political ingredient these days.
Yes.
But they say it's not.
The Federal Reserve has come out and said multiple times that they're not going to do anything to interfere with the election.
Right. But they're going to lower it next month.
But we've been...
I know. You hear it so
much. 6 months ago, we said they're going to...
We've been saying
after
for
After Labor Day. Because that's when people start paying attention to politics is after Labor Day. Nobody cares about it right now. They have the conventions, but... Really, after Labor Day is when people are like, okay.
It makes me giggle. I don't know how many election cycles I've been in this business for, but it's been a lot of them. And somehow, miraculously, right around every election, no matter who's on the ticket.
Both parties, right? I know.
Both parties, all of a sudden.
I agree.
Gas gets cheaper, groceries get better, and rates get lower. So, whatever.
It is such a bizarre market these days. And Ben and Deanna, when we come in here, we talk about the current markets and everything. And everybody in real estate will say the same thing.
Yeah.
Things have flipped upside down in regards to we got lots and lots of people that want to buy houses.
Yes, you do.
But the supply is just not improving.
And that article that I was referencing today is in the New York Times on the 22nd today, but you should take a look at that. But the guys are like, dwell on this. You know, the housing crunch has been well documented, but he really goes into the culprit of being too little housing. I mean, that period.
And that's nationwide.
Well, he talked about that. He has other areas where it's worse than others. But,
yes.
You know, it's not greed. It's like anything. I mean, anything with diamonds, you name it. Any commodity will go up with supply and demand. Apples. So, you know, we got to get. And then he does throw a little blame out there. Some of the.
Who does he blame?
He blames some of the builders for not taking more risk. And he blames some of the municipalities for having too strict zoning ordinances. Oh. But they've throttled back a lot.
Yeah. The zoning and the cost of developing in Wisconsin. I mean, I'm now just in Wisconsin. Has been. A thorn in a lot of builder sites.
But these communities that are saying, you know what, this is all single family homes, we'll let you build a duplex. Some neighbors don't like that. But they needed the housing. They wanted two houses instead of one. So you take this thing out or you add on to it. And I don't know if I agree with that.
There's a lot of red tape on all of it.
But and then these whole subdivisions are, he has the numbers in here. I don't remember the article, but it's something worth reading. Everybody should read it, especially you being a mortgage lender.
For sure, thank you for bringing it up. I haven't seen it yet this morning, but I'll definitely read it.
Anyway, it's and he also, this isn't great, but he also, it's a long way coming out of it.
Well, that's what I say. What's the solution? Does he give a solution?
Yeah, he does, but it's not going to happen tomorrow.
No, in anything I'm reading, especially locally and talking to the, you know, Realtor Association and things like that where they're at the lobbying level.
Right.
It's all of 3 to 5 years for sure. This is going to happen for a while.
I think he goes a little bit further, but he talks about skittish builders.
Yep.
You know, like I just said, he talks about, you know, he lists some other problems, but solutions, you know, you got to read that. It's a supply and demand, and but people are living a little bit different. I mean, there are some people who are going into these apartments that we're building, some of them because they have to, other people because they want to. I mean, my wife talks about it all the time. She goes, when we get out of this house and. But I don't know. Anyway, it's interesting. But no matter what we do, we're going to need money. And that's where we come to you.
That's right. Money.
I love the fact, what did you say, 130 different options?
Yeah.
Or programs?
It's something like that. There's so many of them.
That's awesome.
And they're changing them all the time.
Right. And that's the other
thing. They bring up new products all the time.
That's what I mean. Are you guys having to adjust to, you know, what this guy is writing about?
So the difference between us and a bank a lot of times is because we're a mortgage bank, but not a depository bank.
Right.
And so a lot of people ask, like, what's the difference in that? One of those differences is because all we do is mortgage, we can offer a lot more product. Your local banks are great and have some really good mortgage products, but they can't be as expansive sometimes. Yeah. And so that's where, because that's all we focus on, is that we can be expansive in our products.
And you... That's your lane is residential. Like some of us like commercial, but you don't. And I think that makes you stronger.
2 to 4 unit. Yep. 2 to 4 unit is as high as we'll go as far as commercially type stuff.
And we've had, you know, Ben and Deanna, we talked about this about a year ago, maybe, you know, some places would get like 20 offers.
Yeah.
And they would say, okay, you can't have a contingency for inspection, yada, 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 yada. How are you guys willing to loan when somebody doesn't have like an inspection and things like that?
So as far as it is concerned, in the state of Wisconsin, technically you do not need an inspection.
Right.
So that's something you can have. So lending will always be okay without it, unless the appraiser calls out foundation issues or something that's a true safety hazard to somebody. We want the property, but we want it solid. And so we may ask for an inspection on that. I'm an advocate. Like if you can get an inspection, listen, I know sellers don't love them, but then you turn around and ask a seller if they'd want to buy their next house without an inspection, and they would want one.
Yeah.
All right. We got to get to you. Stuff. You got so many things to offer.
I don't think
offer.
There's ever been a time where you need a true professional for the biggest decisions of your life.
A lot of money.
Yes.
Kristen Ambles.
Thank you guys
Point
so
Mortgage
much.
Corporation. One more time. I know the last two numbers, 1156.
No, I got it memorized.
Go
just
ahead.
Because I...
You did
not. 920-606-1156.
Yes, you got it.
You're
thank
awesome,
you so
Kristen.
Much. Thank Give me you. A text if you need anything.
Back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
Native American issues are human issues.
Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.